na 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 na.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Chloe and Grace with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Deputy Premier Jared Blay has axed a billion-dollar proposal for a wind farm in central Queensland. The Moonlight Range wind farm, which was earmarked for construction near Morinish, 40 kilometres outside of Rockhampton, was set to contain 88 wind turbines and would have produced power for up to 260,000 homes per year. The Deputy Premier exercised his ministerial powers to stop the development application from processing, citing community concerns, lack of accommodation for the 300 workers needed to staff the wind farm, and fire and environmental hazards as reasons for the plans being scrapped. Former United States Vice President Kamala Harris has made her Australian public speaking debut at the 2025 Australian Real Estate Conference in the Gold Coast on Sunday. She was interviewed for an hour on stage by real estate industry veteran John McGrath, where she implicitly raised concerns about the successive Trump administration and its political advisor Elon Musk. She cited Musk was an example of a person holding this misplaced idea that the sign of the strength of a leader is who you beat down, and that it is a sign of weakness of Western civilizations to have empathy. She wrapped up her interview with thinly veiled thoughts about the administration's foreign and trade policies, reminding the audience to remember history, especially in the 1930s. In national news, the Bureau of Meteorology has put out severe weather warnings for much of South Australia due to damaging winds and rain. State emergency services are concerned about the increased possibility of fallen trees and downed power lines, with a sudden increase in rainfall making thirsty trees more susceptible to toppling in the high winds. The Kangaroo Island ferry has also been closed due to weather, with storms and abnormally high tides affecting its operation.
System overcrowding is affecting the Western Australian prison system, as women and Indigenous men face growing disadvantages due to it. An inquiry into the Greenough Regional Prison, 400 kilometres north of Perth, found that women were being moved to smaller facilities in order to make room for more male prisoners. The inquiry began shortly after the 2018 riot and prison break, which saw 10 prisoners escape, with many female prisoners held in the same facility coming under threat. The report also found that First Nations men were vastly overrepresented in the population, making up 20% of all inmates. In international news, university researchers are expecting tourism to Antarctica to explode in the coming years, with well over 450,000 visitors being predicted annually. Researchers who work in and around the South Pole are calling on visitor caps and tourism taxes dedicated to the environmental protection, as a growing human presence threatens wildlife, introduces pathogens, chemical and noise pollution, and carbon emissions. The predicted increase in tourism was part of a report published in the Journal of Sustainable Tourism and penned by QUT, the University of Tasmania, and the CSIRO. The paper called for additional measures to be implemented for Antarctic tourism to protect its environment into the future. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane and with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.